790 with your host, Patricia Raskin. Call 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Now, more of Positive Business on AM 790 with Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back, and last but not least, we have a terrific segment for you. This week, we have Marianne Snow as my co-host, who she was with me for 2 years and now is creating her own business. For those of you who are learned, well, she is creating a second business, I should say. Yeah. She has her own business, right? And so I'm excited to bring her on today as a co-host, and she will come on when she can. And in the studio, we are talking now to Beth Marshall and to Dana D'Orsi. I want to make sure that I pronounce that correctly. So let me tell you about both of them. And our topic is living authentically in your business and in your life. Beth Marshall is a CPA and an MBA. She's a certified money breakthrough method coach and owner and CEO at Financially Authentic. And Dana D'Orsi is a business and lifestyle coach, founder of Best Life Solutions, and creator of the Best Life System and the Savvy Business Blueprint. Welcome, Beth, and welcome, Dana.
Thank you, Patricia, for having us.
Yes. It's great to be here.
Yeah,
yes.
And Patricia, guess what? We have all of these touch points. What a surprise, right? Rhode Island. It turns out that Dana and I actually did coaching at the Leading Women Conference that you were doing a segment
at. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so we actually know each other.
When I grabbed you and said, Marianne, you must come on my show. Remember that 2 years ago?
Yeah, really?
I just grabbed her.
Lisa Bergeron got us together. She was our matchmaker.
Right, and Lisa Bergeron, who's president of Leading Women of New England, is now a co-host with me once a month.
Oh,
which is
terrific. Fantastic.
She's great. So let's have both of you tell us a little bit about how you got started in your particular lines of work, and I'll start with Beth.
Sure. My passion for personal finance, which is what Financially Authentic is really all about, started for me very, very young. I had an unusual upbringing in the sense that in my family, I had a credit card and a checkbook by the time I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, so
your parents were very trusting.
Exactly. So I always call my mom the CFO of our family, and my father was proud to say the same. So started teaching me about money and living within the means very, very young. And it was only when I got out in the real world in college and said, wow, not everybody seems to have had or gotten the memo that I did at home, that I started to see colleagues who would get the credit card when they were freshmen in college and start to use it like a checkbook. And, and I have no judgment about that, but there was a lot of that going on, and I was very confused. So I started at a very, very young age. And as I continued my life in auditing businesses and working at a Big Four public accounting firm, what I realized was I had a lot of family and friends that were asking me for advice about money. And I happily, you know, helped them with budgets and whatnot. So when folks ask me how long I've been doing this, I say, which answer would you like? How long I've been getting paid? How long I've had my own business? Or how long I've really been doing this as just for fun? So there's several different answers. And so I really saw a need in that particular area. And then I think through my own story, particularly having enough financial stability to leave a role after 11 years that was no longer a good fit for me personally. Also working my way through a layoff after having some reorganization after my next role. And then also making the brave leap at the end of 2011 to start my own business. I realized how important financial stability was to me and how important it could be to other people. So that's really what gives me the passion and the drive to do what I do and find my work. So
fabulous. And Dana, your story in a nutshell.
Okay, absolutely. It's funny how listening to Beth's story, you find when you really find your passion, it really goes way back to your childhood and where it stemmed from. And so for me, I've always kind of been a personal development junkie. So even when I was younger, if you looked at my bookshelves, you'd see all these books on growth and personal development. And long story short, before I launched my business, I had been working in corporate communications and PR for a local company for about 8 years, and which was a great experience. But I was getting to a point where I was feeling a little bit disengaged. It was around the time of the economic downturn, and I'd seen numerous rounds of layoffs, and I felt like this bug in my ear about, you know, wanting to start my own business and do something where I felt a little more control over my destiny. But I had two young children and wasn't ready to, you know, take that leap at that point. And then in the summer of 2011, I had an experience in my life. my father passed away. And it was one of those moments that really caused you to stop what you're doing and take a step back and reevaluate what I was doing. And at that time, I really looked deep into what I most valued and what I really wanted to do with my life and what my purpose was here. And I've always naturally been drawn to helping people grow and develop and, you know, live their best lives. And I've always been interested in coaching. And I just decided at that point I was just going to take the leap. And I launched my business. I started taking clients. I started getting coach training. And I haven't looked back since then.
So how did you two get together?
Oh.
Because I'm like sitting here looking at the two of you going, you're obviously energetic. You're obviously very passionate around what you do. But how did two really passionate people come together?
Well, we actually, believe it or not, have known each other for less than a year.
Really?
Yeah. So we met last spring.
It was April.
At an event, and Dana and I share a coach in common. So we're part of a mastermind program with a coach here who's local in Connecticut, and really just hit it off from that point. And then obviously I live just over the Rhode Island border in Massachusetts, and she lives here in Rhode Island, and I've worked in Rhode Island for many, many years. So I understand the Rhode Island mentality and whatnot. So.
And what's the connection between both of you? In your businesses,
yeah.
In terms of what you
do. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that?
So I think it probably comes back to that theme of authenticity and helping people align their, you know, everything they're doing in their life with their core values. And we just kind of do it through different methods. Beth does it through working with people's finances and ensuring they're living authentically in that way. And I tend to do it with women and their lives and careers or their businesses and making sure there's that alignment from their values to how they're living their life on a daily basis.
But I see the synergy there, ladies, because if you don't have clear finances, if you don't have financial stability, then getting where you want to be in your life can be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. Everything is so connected.
Yeah.
Right. And Dana and I both, and I remember the time that she told me what part of her tagline or what she says to her clients is living intentionally instead of by default. And when she said that, I'm like, I say that too. And so there was this instant kismet of I may use slightly different words, but it just gave me chills. I remember the moment she said that to me when we met.
So you handle the numbers and more the financial end in terms of helping clients. You handle the personal growth, the issues they're going through, and I'm sure there's a lot of overlap here. What are the challenges you both help clients with?
So for me, I work with people in two different tracks of coaching. And the first is life and career coaching for women. So women who are feeling stuck or frustrated in their lives, typically they're someone who's achieved a certain level of success in their career. And then they stop one day and say, I don't know if this is really what I want to be doing. But they panic because they don't know how they can step back from that and transition into doing something different. And so I work with them to really figure out how to take their passions, their strengths, their experiences that they've had to date and monetize that in a way that it really fulfills them. And it could just be a tweak of the job. It could be, you know, being able to telecommute more. It could be working from home and, doing it on a contract basis. Or it could be a complete career shift or starting your own business. And then the second track of coaching I do is with entrepreneurs to help them more efficiently and effectively market their businesses.
Okay. And where do you come in with that, Beth?
And I would say I have one track, but with two different audiences. So in a similar way, Dana's got the two different tracks. But I do work with individuals, couples, so I kind of keep them in one particular group around personal finances, but I also work with small business owners, and I work with them on their personal finances as well, because I find with small business owners that personal finance can be really, really difficult. And, you know, from my perspective, it's folks that make really good money and find themselves asking at the end of the month, where the heck did all that money go? I mean, a lot of my clients are six-figure earners, multiple six-figure earners, and they just don't seem to have the command of it that they would like to. Uh-huh. They've created some debt, and they might want to get rid of it. They don't really understand their finances, and they may not know where to start. Like, where do I start with this big ball of mess that just doesn't feel right, and nobody ever taught me how to handle my finances? I mean, clearly at 15, I started learning really, really young, so I've been doing it for over 20 years. And then, you know, just are tired and have no financial plan, and they're chaotic, and they just really don't know where to start, and they want financial peace of mind. And I think for small business owners, the other thing that shows up is they don't know how to give themselves a consistent paycheck. They don't know what their personal overhead is, so they don't know what their target is, revenue speaking wise, in their business. They haven't made the connection between the two.
Got it. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Very, very interesting.
And how about women in transition or men in transition? I'm thinking about women in transition, divorce, or their spouse has passed, and they haven't handled the money.
Yeah, I think for that, that's particularly, that's a unique challenge to some of the work that I do. And I know, Patricia, you and I have had some offline conversations about that. That can be a particularly emotional time for women in their life, particularly if they've never handled the money themselves. So they may be emotional about receiving the money, meaning that a spouse has passed or a partner has passed if they're a widow, or in a divorce situation, depending upon how, you know, harmonious the divorce was, they may feel challenged or angry still about the money. And so working through emotions and money is the non-practical part of the work I do. There's the system, there's the process, there's the looking at the numbers, but then there's also the emotional side as well. So
which
for women
big.
In transition, it's a bigger piece than you would probably think. Mm. It's really mm. important, because people get stuck.
Yeah, I bet they do.
How do you help people decide or find the essential elements to living an authentic life? Because if I ask you how you live an authentic life, you're going to say to me, well, it depends on the person. My authentic life may be very different from what yours would look like. So how do you determine what those elements are and what authentic is?
Yeah, I was going to say, I struggle with that word authentic.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear,
sure.
You know, I'd love to hear how you guys are defining
sure.
it.
Sure. So the way that I define living an authentic life is that you are putting your energy, your focus, your resources, your time on the things that matter most to you personally. So I think it involves three things. I think the first is getting that clarity on what your true values really are. And I don't mean ethical values, but the kind of things like, you know, is it family? Is it adventure? Is it leading and inspiring others? And getting clear about that. And so many of us are disconnected from that because we're on this hamster wheel where we're going on a daily basis. We don't even give ourselves the time and the space to think about that. So getting that clarity on what your values are and what your vision is for your life, what would you most like, how would you most like to live your everyday? And then I think, again, it's making sure that you're being very intentional with your focus and your time, and that you're in it. It's like it's a constant every moment thing, making sure that you're putting that energy in the right area. And then I also think it involves, you know, making sure that you're eliminating the energy drains and those obstacles to living authentically.
All right, we're going to talk about that after the break. Okay. We're going to take a break now. Our guests in the studio are Beth Marshall and Dana D'Orsi. And we're talking about lifestyle coaching and business coaching, which they both do. And we'll talk more about that after the break. But if you want to call in with any questions about your business life or personal life, it's not as authentic as you'd like it to be. Call us at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin with my terrific co-host, Marianne Snow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right here on AM 790. Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And today I'm so delighted that Marianne Snow, my co-host for 2 years, who is not my co-host in 2013 because she's created yet a second business and talked about it last segment, is on with me this show. So thanks so much, Marianne, for being here.
Hey, I can't ever say no to you. You were the one. You talked me into it.
Well, I'm so glad, and you'll be back from time to time when you can. And in the studio with us today, we have two great women, Beth Marshall and Dana D'Orsi. Beth Marshall is a CPA MBA and certified money breakthrough method coach and owner and CEO at Financially Authentic. And Dana D'Orsi is a business and lifestyle coach, founder of Best Life Solutions, and creator of the Best Life System and Savvy Business Blueprint. And they both have passions to help people, entrepreneurs, particularly women, but not always, build thriving businesses and to really help them become self-motivated and all
self-sufficient.
Of the things. Self-sufficient.
Absolutely.
All right. So I want to come back and just tell people that if you'd like to call in, you certainly can at 437-5000 with your questions for Beth Marshall and Dana D'Orsi. But I'd like you to tell us what you think listeners can do to be on a more authentic path and to be living their dream more. Go ahead, Beth. I know you wanted to continue a discussion
from
before.
Yeah, and I just want to say that before we went to the break, I want to completely echo and agree with what Dana said in terms of finding clarity and all of the things that she said. I 100% agree with that. And I think the one thing for me that, in addition to that, that I do for myself and that I recommend for my clients and just generally my family and friends is that in order to do those things that Dana talked about, finding clarity, eliminating the energy drains, all of those, you really need to find space. And in today's society, that is extremely hard to do. You're talking to someone that worked in corporate America herself for almost 14 years at a fabulous firm, and I got a ton of experience, but it was fast-paced. It was long hours. And as a woman who's not yet married with no children of my own, it was go, 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 go. Dedicate yourself to your profession. Move yourself forward. And while I don't regret those experiences, they definitely have the ability to make you forget to stop and breathe and process and purposefully and intentionally think about what you want to do instead of just doing what you've always done. So my number one tip for anybody that's always feeling very crowded or they can't, you know, someone that might work with Dana about being stuck in their career is stop, breathe. And for me, the name of my business, Being Financially Authentic, is really taking a step back and saying to yourself, what are my dreams? What are my inspirations? What do I want to achieve in the short, medium, and long term? And then figuring out, is my money really being used in line or aligned with what I say I want? And I'll tell you, almost 9 times, if not 10 times out of 10, with my clients, when we take a look at how they're using their money, it's extremely, it's off. It's not aligned with what they say they want. So we have to do a little course correcting. But it takes space and stepping back and reevaluating your life. And I know with Dana's work as well that she, you know, definitely helps them take a step back and inventory the spaces in their life where it may not be working for them. So yeah, I think space is
important. More about that, Dana, in terms of living an authentic life and how you help your clients.
Sure. So I think, you know, what Beth, I want to echo again what Beth was saying about taking the space. And I think that's sometimes what's so helpful about when you work with a coach, because most people are not going to stop and take the time themselves. So it's helpful when you make that step and that commitment to working with someone who can look from a third party perspective, who doesn't have a vested interest in what decisions you make. So they might, you know, someone who's not going to try to push you in a certain direction because it serves them the best, someone who's an impartial person who only has your best interest at heart. And so I think the first thing I work with people is really helping them see that they have 100% personal responsibility for their lives. And it's this is a hard shift for people because I think so many people, you know, are used to complaining and blaming, and there are always these excuses for why they're doing what they have to do or what they should be doing, and really helping them stop and see that, no, it's all within your control. So now, you know, you have to navigate that. And it's scary at first for people, but then I think it's really empowering that they can really design the life that they're looking for. And then the next step is really getting that clarity, thinking about what their values are. And there's a great exercise that I do with people. I call it kind of my magic genie exercise, where I ask them to really envision if a magic genie came down and offered you anything you could be, do, or have. What would you want? Like, what would your absolute drop to your knees ideal life look like on a daily basis? When do you wake up? Where do you work? Do you work in your jammies at home? Or do you work in a fancy corporate office? Exactly what you want it to look like. And people have so much trouble with this exercise because never allowed themselves to dream this big.
Yeah.
It's like they're in this box of what they think is possible. And when you really stretch them like that, it's like, it does take them a while to come out, but then it's so exciting for them when they see that vision. And then I think the next step is moving toward it. And so it's not that, you know, next week you're going to be living that life, or a year from now, or 3 years, but just making sure that whenever you're setting goals and what you're doing, it's just moving you in
that direction
gradually. With intention, you're focusing your energy in the areas that matter most to you. And so you're also eliminating those energy drains. So it could be really big things. It might be a job that no longer serves you, or a relationship that you're struggling with. Or it could be those tiny little nagging things, like that big pile of clothes in your closet of alterations that's been sitting there for 6 months. And it's those little tiny things that every time you walk by them, they drain your energy a little bit. And then one of the other things I also think is key that I encourage people to do is surround themselves with people who are like-minded and also looking to live their best lives, and advancing people looking to grow, people who aren't blaming and whining and complaining.
Rather than naysayers.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's so key. And
really,
that's, you know, again, you know, with Beth and I and our connection, it's so important to have people like this in your life who are advancing people.
I need to say, need to add here that what you just said is why I do my work. I mean, I do my work because it surrounds me around around the most amazing positive thinkers on the planet. And I'm not talking about Pollyanna positive. I'm talking about people who are proactive, who look at their problems, they look at their solutions, they find hope, they dwell
they're
on what's
tenacious,
working.
They're tenacious, they're hardworking,
you're
Marianne committed,
can tell you from being
passionate.
On the program for 2 years, yeah. The people that we have met here that we interview, from best-selling authors to Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank to local business people, it's really amazing. And to be in their presence and to hear their thinking and to know you're not alone, what starts to happen is whatever doubts you had, you elevate yourself to that level.
Mm-hmm. It
so now you become yep. one of them. Yeah. And that's what I wanted in my life.
Yeah.
And so that's what I have. And it's very, very exciting.
Now, ladies, you know, how do you tease this out of people? Because if you've got somebody who's kind of stressed, they have a lot happening in their life, maybe their life has sort of happened to them. Because this is not unusual. And they don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah. I think sometimes it's as simple as asking. And in terms of, you know, if there's folks listening out there right now, you know, really just start with, this is what I do with my clients, and I know Dana and I have talked about this, is sometimes it's as simple as just asking people, because nobody stops to ask them anymore. They're so busy running around. So yeah. Folks can just really ask themselves, like, what's working well in your life? What's not working well, or what could be working better? And for the things that are working well in your life, actually take time to stop and celebrate
Absolutely.
Them, because that's missed opportunities, number one. And then for areas where things could be better or where your life feels like a total mess, Dana and I have heard this phrase before from our mentor, don't eat the elephant.
One yeah, bite at a time.
Just take baby steps.
One bite at a time.
Small bite of the elephant at a time. And I think it's, you know, dare to live outside your comfort zone, to follow up what we were saying before, because it's when you stretch yourself. I've been on a stretcher for the last 5 years, and let me tell you, I would never have it any other way.
When you're uncomfortable, growing.
Yes.
Well, and I think that's another point, is that we're taught to squelch our feelings, but that discomfort, if we sit with it and we feel the pain, may not feel good.
Right.
But if we just let it be and know it's there, we can move through it rather than fighting it and hiding it and blaming other people. That really doesn't help us grow.
Well,
yeah.
Patricia, I think you got to have these dynamic, passionate ladies back.
About, well, I'm going to talk to them right after the show.
Yeah.
We're going to make this into a regular thing. All right. And we're so excited to have you both on. So tell our audience how they can find you.
I can be found at
Beth Marshall.
At www.financiallyauthentic.com. And if anyone wanted to email me, it's just info@financiallyauthentic.com.
If you want to get your finances in order, but you want to do it with purpose and passion and live your life the way you want, call Beth.
Thank you.
Okay, Dana, your turn.
Okay, great. You can find me at best-life-solutions.com, and I actually have a free gift for listeners if they'd like to go there. There's a box that you can go in there, and you can get my 4-part video series. It's my Best Life video series, where I share my top 10 secrets for living your best life.
Very
so you can
cool.
just put your name and email, and you'll get instant access to that.
Right, and then you'll
awesome.
Know that they're there, too.
Absolutely. Correct. Or you can always email me at dana@best-life-solutions.com.
Right. So if you want to live your best life, contact Dana. Marianne, I want to thank you so much for being co-host on the show again.
Always great to be with
yes,
you.
Yes, and we're very excited. Next week we will have with us Peter Arpin, who owns Arpin Broadcasting and also Arpin Moving Lines, and we're going to have him on as co-host. We'll have some great guests for you. Remember, folks, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need. Listen to my show tomorrow on AM 630 WPRO, which is Patricia Raskin Positive Living, from 3 to 5 p.m., and then stick around here on Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. on AM 790 for Positive Business. Thank you all. Remember, have a great week. I love you all. I'm Patricia Raskin.
Have a great night, everybody. Bye.